Okay.
We'll call the Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting to order. Scott, could you establish a quorum, please?
Yes, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudell.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian. Randy Fogel. Howard Kitchen. George Kramer. Randy Hayes.
Here.
You have a quorum tonight, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. You want to explain the meeting procedures?
I'd like to welcome you to the July 24th, 2017 Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division III permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. Four public hearings were held last week, therefore four Division III permit applications will be voted upon this evening. At this time, I'd like to enter the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, and the staff files, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit B. The Planning Commission will hear three new concept requests, which will be presented during the Monday, August 14th, 2017 public hearing. If you are presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of your project will be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission, and you may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
I need a motion to approve May and June minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve them as written.
Somebody second?
I'll second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, first one up is 122 Fieldstone Drive, nightly rental.
Kind of go through the public hearing PowerPoint. Of course, this is case number 1720. It's the 122 Fieldstone, which you can see highlighted there. As we zoom in. We know the specifics here. I can go to the staff recommendations. The Tannehill County Planning Commission approves Division III Permit 1720. The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with the provisions of the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code. Two would be compliance letters from Western Tannehill County Fire Protection District, including other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, the residents located at 122 Fieldstone Drive shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy. The maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Tannehill County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Six, the 122 Fieldstone Drive vacation rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Seven, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Tannehill County Planning Office. Eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Tannehill County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And nine, planning staff will issue a certificate of compliance or a CFC when all decision of record requirements have been completed. The applicant will have 120 days to complete the requirements, or the continued nightly rental shall cease operation until a CFC has been issued.
Thanks, Scott. You want to state your name for her?
Jerry Mottinger.
Thank you. Anybody got any questions?
I think her concerns are it needs to be handled properly, but it also needs to be limited in occupancy. Mm-hmm. The kind of the indication that I've gotten from the past meeting was we need to regulate it down to like a two-bedroom and have it six occupants. Is kind of the way I understood the real concerns.
Okay. We'll do whatever it be legal. Yep.
Anybody else got any questions?
But if we make that a sitting room, a bedroom by adding a closet, not just a dresser, but if we frame in a closet, do I make it three?
It won't change my mind.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, okay.
Too many other regulations that need to be involved.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else got any questions? Do we want to change that?
That's what I was going to ask. Is that if somebody makes a motion, it would need to be in the motion instead of maximum occupancy. You would limit the occupancy. It would need to be in your motion.
You need to make it.
That you limit the motion would be.
I would like to make that motion to limit the occupancy to the six.
So we change item number five.
You want a reason in there?
Nope. Because of the limitations that we already have.
Randy seconds it.
Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Need to change that, Scott.
Yep. Jerry, what we'll have is a decision of record ready for you within first of next week, probably. Of course, you have 120 days to record that, but you can record it at any time. And then you and I have gone over some of the requirements here. We can go over those. So just call us.
Okay.
And that'll be what your next step is, just to work on these decision of record items on this. Number five will change.
Well, I really didn't. No. You do understand you need to be a good neighbor.
Yeah,
as long as you're going to be there, however long that is.
I try to be good neighbor. I don't think we've been too rowdy. me and Kathy have been there. Well, my family was there last week, and they had their kids. Then I came Friday, and we've tried. Yeah, we're good. Pretty good.
You going to change that now, Scott, or?
Well, I mean, I'll change it on the decision record when we type it up for him. I'll do that. So.
Okay, so I did need to call you.
Just give me a call. You can call me tomorrow or first of next week. I'll be out Thursday and Friday this week.
Did you vote on the change, or did you?
We just voted on the change at this point.
Yeah.
To put that change in there.
Oh.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah, that's all we voted on was
just
change.
A change down to six.
Yeah, we ain't voted to approve yet.
No. Oh, I misunderstood.
I want that in the.
That's in
writing.
The change.
I thought that was the motion made.
No, I made the motion to make that part of the change in there.
Just making that part of the change in it. That's the reason I wondered if you're going to type it up or not.
Make sure with the applicant if he is aware of that and that he is in favor of us voting on it with those restrictions on it.
Do you want us to vote on it the way that we just described to you?
Yeah.
Anybody else got any questions for Jerry? If we don't, we'll make a vote. Somebody want to make a motion to approve or disapprove?
Make a motion to approve that the change is made.
Okay, somebody want a second?
I'll second that.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to the Dollar General.
Case number 1724, the Dollar General. Of course, here's our location. Zoom into the location. Some overviews. Of course, it's a 9,100 square foot metal building, which will be locating a new Dollar General. This was kind of the, the overlay. I think inside your packet, we had some engineering on a wastewater system.
Right here.
I just didn't get a chance to add it to the PowerPoints, but you guys see that it's in the works. Mm-hmm. I kind of looked it over, and it looked to fit.
Looks fine.
Fit the daily flow. If Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1524, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One is compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following. A, sediment and erosion control. B, stormwater management. C, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre. D would be utility easements and building line setbacks. E is improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Two, compliance letters from Central Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, the On-Site Wastewater Permitting Division of the Planning Department, and the Missouri Department of Transportation shall be submitted to the Planning Department office. Three, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Four, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. And five, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep.
You state your name to her.
Michael White, White Land Surveying. I'm here for the representative of the owner and the potential developer. We understand all the recommendations. I have no problem meeting those at all. That's fine. All looks good to us. We just want to get it going.
Anybody got any questions?
I've got a question on your entrance and improvements to Quincy Lane.
Can you bring that up, Scott?
Ariel, Scott. Okay, from Quincy Lane, going back to the west, have you met with MoDOT out there as far as site distance with the improvements you got planned?
The engineer, site engineer, Rodney, has met, talked with both MoDOT. And that's the location right there of the entrance. So it's about the best of anything.
And it will comply with their?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, if we could just eliminate that curve there.
Yeah, it's a dangerous place.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is.
That's the reason I bring up the question.
Both curves. One on this end, the other end, too.
Side distance, right.
Well, on this letter that we received from Mr. Brown, I don't know whether he's present or not, where does he live? I mean, I'd like to have the location, of, right. If you know, Scott.
I think right there is where I pulled it out. Is that the new letter that just came in?
Yes, like yes, sir.
Right there.
What does the letter say?
So it'd be that property right there.
No. Okay.
Do we need to add something in our writing? But it's got to pass MoDOT. To, I mean, there's a
right. Yeah, we can't overrule right. MoDOT. MoDOT's going to do what MoDOT wants to do.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a stop sign there in the street already.
Right.
I mean, we're not.
Right.
All we're doing is making a turn lane.